You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Has ByteDance spied on American citizens?
Yep!
I don't think that spying is the right way to describe it.
How would I describe it? It's like...
Spying. Spying.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Tell me how you analyze a Brady motion.
How I analyze a Brady motion?
Yes. Do you know what a Brady motion is?
He doesn't know.
You know, but he doesn't know.
What an idiot!
Like Jill, the first lady, the first full-time lady, the first lady who works full-time, in addition to being the first lady.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
Excuse me?
The party, the pants with the pants. Party with pants?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I hate to tell you, but airliners are flown by computer now. Well, so somebody's got to be in the cockpit. I hate to tell you that. It's like you could say that all these operations are being done by such a team and all these computers that you can have a surgeon going from operating room to operating room to operating room all at once. But if you talk to surgeons, they're not so sure about that. And I think if you talk to commercial airline pilots, they're not going to be so sure about it either. 844-500-4242. Cruiser required to use it because it is safer, smoother, and more accurate, meaning the computer, inaccurate in landing and cruise flight than human pilots. The pilots are there to monitor, acting as a backup system, which is good, but your entire... I want somebody there monitoring it. I don't want somebody who forgot to put the battery in, or there to be a there was something today about a there was a solar flare up, and it wasn't that bad because it was on the other side from the sun that was facing the Earth. But they said if that solar flare up had occurred on the side of the sun facing the Earth at that moment, there would have been a huge problem with the electrical systems being blown out. That was just it wasn't even a big story. It was just sort of a notation in some scientific journal that I noticed. And because I think it happens all the time. And I don't know. It's I want to minimize the chances of being killed in a plane or a car or by an experimental vaccine or by a mugger. I'd like to stay alive as long as possible. I know that's a crazy idea, but that's what I have. 844-500-4242. Apparently, the soft ban, they call it, on Donald Trump on Fox News Channel is being lifted, that he's going to appear on Sean Hannity's show on Monday night. And that'll be the first time. And I guess he's going to appear on Levin's show a week from Sunday. So He's slowly getting back into it, in spite of the fact that they gave that slobbering puff piece to DeSantis on Fox Nation, which I'm sure will be translated onto Fox News Channel and was covered on the front page of the New York Post earlier this week. 844-500-4242-508. Come on, only young guys get heart problems from the jab. Fat 65-year-olds like me are saying. Right. That's the thing about the kids getting it. Not kids, but yeah. Well, kids and athletes in their 20s and 30s. If they're getting it from the shot, I mean, do I want to get the shot? Does that fat guy who's 65 want to get the shot? I don't think so. I don't want to get a booster. 8. I'll take my chances. Did okay so far with COVID. 844-500-4242. I'm not going out of my way to pet a raccoon dog or anything, you know? Or I'm not going to take on a bat. But, you know, other than that, I'll go about my daily routine. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Hello. I was wondering, what version of the vaccine did these pilots take, and how long ago did they take it before they flew? Did they take the booster? How long ago did they get the booster? These are questions that need to be answered.
These are, and Ernest, these are very good questions you're asking, and these are questions we are not going to get answered. I guarantee it.
Not good.
I mean, do you think they would answer those questions? Because to answer those questions would be to cause what they call in the Twitter files vaccine hesitancy.
I think you'd be exposing the truth.
Yeah, that's yeah. The truth is a synonym for vaccine hesitancy in this case. And again, if you haven't read number 19 of the Twitter files, it's probably the best one, I think, so far, when you see just how ubiquitous the deep state is and how duplicitous it is. Because it's one thing to be talking about, fighting disinformation or misinformation, but they are talking about suppressing the truth. It doesn't matter if it's false or true. Truth is not, they always say in libel cases, truth is the ultimate defense. Well, when it comes to social media, truth is not the ultimate defense. The party line is the ultimate defense, even if it's false. Just ask Dr. Fauci. What would Dr. Fauci say? And if he says it's okay, then Google, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter in the old days, they say it's okay. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Howie, didn't they try to lighten the regulations so only less things are necessary and only one pilot needs to fly? And also Southwest Airlines just had an incident where some passenger pilot had to take over. So imagine.
Right, that's the one we started talking about, from the flight from Vegas to Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, they had to have a non Southwest pilot had to step in and handle the radio communications. And I think they also loosen the standards for the electric heartbeats, you know? The what do they call it, the EKGs? I don't think the standards are quite what they were because people are having more problems for whatever reason. And you can talk about the population aging, but the population's been aging for some time now, and we haven't had this problem with pilots and all these other people, male and female, young and old alike, keeling over. Thanks for the call, Mike. Another Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling up. It was nice to hear somebody mention the solar flare, because that's actually a big looming problem that's happening. You know, we're going into a rise in the sunspot cycle, and if we got another event like they had in the 1800s, like the Carrington event, we would literally be without power. And it was
I never heard about that until today. It's happened in 1859. There was a solar flare, and it happened in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden birds started getting up in the morning, and people the sun was coming up in the middle of the night, or they thought the sun was coming up. It was a flare, and people were they thought it was dawn, but it wasn't. And this happened in 1859, and it was recorded by this guy. I think his name is Carrington from the UK. And again, it's pretty interesting stuff. I should probably try to find that story and tweet it out. Thanks for the call there, Mike. 844-500-4242. Carlos, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hello, Howie, calling from Houston. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a U.S. citizen by birth. I'm a colleague of yours. I produce and host a TV program out of Houston here. And I've been all over, and I just wanted to share something with you, run it by you, to see your impression, your opinion, just the general forced view of what's going on. I'm very much into prophecies and the Bible, of course. That's part of my ministry. I saw Trump as the interference to the agenda that has been implemented in the United States, in and out and out and in, you know, from inside out, outside in. And then I thought that it was going to continue for at least 4 more years.
I hope you're right, Carlos. I hope he gets another 4 years. It's not going to be easy, that's for sure. I'm glad though he's going back on Fox. That's a start. Thanks for the call, Carlos. Keep listening and watching in Houston, Texas. 844-500-4242. The United States recently hit the debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion. And yes, we should be scared. Congress is squabbling, and with the Democrat Party in power, we sit in an unprecedented state of danger. If the U.S. defaults on its debt, interest rates will skyrocket and economies across the world will collapse. This means hardworking Americans will have to pay for the sins of President Biden's overreaching spending sprees. There is, however, good news. When the value of the dollar plummets, gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement by getting Monetary Gold's free protection guide. Call them at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the careless spending of the Democrats. The current debt ceiling problems pose unprecedented economic threats, and Americans are racing to buy gold before the country defaults. This free guide is here to help you protect your money before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
No one but Howie has the final word on mugshot models.
Guilty, 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 not guilty.
Police Blotter Facts Friday, every Friday at 5:30 on the Howie Carr Show.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the 110 Grill. Stop in at any of their locations, including Concord, New Hampshire, opening this month. To find your 110 Grill, go to 110grill.com.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
(844) 500-4242-401. My five-year-old daughter found her goldfish floating in the top of a bowl this morning. I told her it got COVID and that it was Anthony Fauci's fault. She no longer had a goldfish. That's a smaller lie than Anthony Fauci told all of us over and over and over again. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is Senator Kyrsten Sinema says she doesn't like lunching with Democrats because it's just, quote, old dudes eating Jell-O. Who would be the worst Democrat to eat with? Dick Blumenthal, Dianne Feinstein, John Fetterman, Mazie Hirono, Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, or Elizabeth Warren?
I'm still saying Fetterman because of the drooling situation.
25% say John Fetterman, 26% say Chuck Schumer, and 22% say Elizabeth Warren. I'm surprised so many people would not be averse to eating with Bernie Sanders at 9%.
Yeah, I think in his case it would be spittle, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you'd end up with some wet crumbs on your shirt.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be wearing glasses when you're eating with Bernie Sanders, because your glasses are going to be splattered with God only knows what before too long. Oof, scary. All right, a perfect solar superstorm, the 1859 Carrington event. In 1859, a massive solar flare spewed electrified gas and subatomic particles toward Earth, wreaking havoc on telegraph networks. There was this amateur astronomer, his name was Richard Carrington, and he had his own private observatory, and so he was looking at the sun, and all of a sudden, he sees these sunspots. And then out of the sunspots, he describes two patches of intensely bright and white light erupting from the sunspots. 5 minutes later, the fireballs vanished. But within hours, the impact would be felt across the globe. This is from history.com. That night, telegraph communications. Oh, I don't think you need that. I think this is real. This isn't aliens either. You can leave it up there, though. It's only a few seconds. That night, telegraph communications around the world began to fail. There were reports of sparks showering from telegraph machines, shocking operators and setting papers ablaze. All over the planet, colorful auroras illuminated the nighttime skies, glowing so brightly that birds began to chirp, and laborers started their daily chores, believing the sun had begun rising. Some thought the end of the world was at hand. But Carrington's naked eyes had spotted the true cause for the bizarre happenings, a massive solar flare with the energy of 10 billion atomic bombs. But we're causing global warming. The flare spewed electrified gas and subatomic particles toward Earth, and the resulting geomagnetic storm, dubbed the Carrington Event, was the largest on record to have struck the planet. According to a 2008 report from the National Academy of Sciences, it could cause, if there was one like that today, quote, extensive social and economic disruptions, unquote, due to its impact on power grids, satellite communications, and GPS systems. The potential price tag between $1 trillion and $2 trillion. It's a pretty interesting story. And they say, and again, they say there was a bad one just very recently, but it was on the other side. So it was not that bad. But if it had been on this side, it might have been bigger than the Carrington effect, which would be a huge disaster. 844-500-4242. Gene, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gene.
Yes, hi, Howie. Love your show.
Thanks.
You do know that, or have you heard that the pilots were always known for their physical fitness and having
right.
to pass the most stringent medical tests. And recently, the parameters for evaluating EKGs has been loosened.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, expound on that. A texter had mentioned that earlier, but tell us what's going on with EKGs.
Well, the conductivity system of your heart is what you see when you look at an EKG.
Yeah.
A normal EKG falls within certain parameters, and the pilots had a very strict requirement in terms of those parameters, and they changed that now so that their EKGs don't have to be as perfect as they used to be.
Gene, does that seem like a good idea to you?
None of this has ever seemed like a good idea to me, and I wonder where the pilots' union has been to defend these pilots, and that now there are actually people, as another caller said, that are looking to hire pilots who have not been vaccinated. It makes this really an even greater concern, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, we're just getting these stories just sort of secondhand, and they're on, fairly obscure websites, and we're hearing a story secondhand. Can you imagine if there was a front page story in the New York Times or the Washington Post saying that the rich people, the people who go to Davos, the people who fly to Palm Beach on the weekends or Nantucket in the summer, all are hiring pilots for their private jets who are unvaccinated? You know, I mean, that would cause vaccine hesitancy, big time. So we're not going to read those stories. It's like the earlier caller was saying, he'd like to know some of the facts. He just laid it all out. But we're never going to hear those facts. 844-500-4242. We'll keep going with this, and maybe we'll talk about Generation Z yearns for stability, a sad story from the Wall Street Journal.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 203 says, ham radio has paid attention to solar flares forever. The cycle repeats every 11 years. The next average peak is 2 to 3 years from now. Welcome to Mother Nature. Well, I mean, you know, I guess they're just a variation on lightning, right? And you know what it's like when there's a thunderstorm in the summer and you're listening to AM radio, or you were listening to AM radio. It's getting more and more difficult to do it. I wrote about that in my column for tomorrow about EEI. I was talking about how tough it was in those before streaming and apps and social media. It was tough to be on AM radio because fewer and fewer people were using it. It's not such a detriment now to having a big audience, but it used to be. And, you know, I mean, all the times you'd be driving in your car and you'd go into the power lines and all of a sudden you'd lose everything. You know? I like using apps in a car. It's good. It's a good thing to me. You know, I don't think it kills radio stations. It just maybe kills the broadcasting transmission of radio signals. 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to run something by you. This guy Washington, they're trying to get him confirmed to the FAA, right?
Yes.
I mean, I have five remote control airplanes. Everything's the same. Doesn't matter the size of the craft, right? They asked this guy what would cause a plane to stall. He couldn't come up with, like, he let the clutch out too fast going down the runway or something like that. I mean, are you kidding me?
I know. He knows nothing. Literally knows nothing about, I mean, Rocky, you obviously know more about airlines and airplanes than he does, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So why are they pushing all this on us to destroy this country? I don't get it.
I don't know. I mean, the thing I don't understand about this one is, okay, they're obsessed with, you know, someone who checks the boxes. Well, the guy that's in there now checks the same boxes, and he checks the most important box, which is he knows something about aviation, and he's a pilot. Isn't that the most important box? That's the biggest box on that job application form, I would say.
I don't care what color you are or where you're from. If you can do the job, I want you to do the job.
I agree. And I would say that that's the way 95% of the people anywhere feel. I mean, you don't want to get killed, or you don't want to be delayed or have your economy destroyed. You don't want to be inconvenienced in any shape, way, manner, or form by somebody who's just there to fill a quota. It's ridiculous. It's just so bad. 844-500, and it's so antithetical to what America's supposed to be about. You know, Martin Luther King, you know, his famous words, you know, I dream of a day when my children will be judged on their character of their souls, not on the color of their skin. And now the Democrats dream of a day when that's all we think of, is the color of someone's skin or their gender preference. Or some other weird characteristic, shall we say. Thanks for the call, Rocky. Don, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Don.
Yes, hello, Howie, hearing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
First, thanks for taking my call. I never called in a radio station before. I just wanted to throw out, we all got to remember, I could be wrong, but Sully Sullenberger land that plane himself, or was that
correct?
fancy avionics. He saved a lot of lives.
I don't think, I think that's far enough back that there weren't a lot of computers on. I could be wrong, and maybe they were primitive computers compared to what they are now, but I think Sully brought in that plane himself on the, I don't know if it was the Hudson, I think it was the Hudson River.
From the little I know about airplane technology is that they don't tend to update the aircraft all that often because it's a very involved process and takes a very long time and puts the airplanes out of commission. So I would imagine that the technology that's in there today is probably pretty on par with what Sully had back then.
Mm-hmm. Sully, I mean, again, he's a national hero for what he did, and nobody can deny that. Thanks for bringing that up, Don. Call again. 844-500-4242. Try not to, what I'm about to tell you, destroy your faith in the integrity of the hip-hop movement. A Florida jury earlier this week found three young men guilty in the shooting death of the rising rap star known as XXXTentacion in 2018.
I'm shocked, shocked.
I believe that's pronounced extension.
It's not pronounced XX, it's three X's. So why isn't it pronounced XXX?
So you say extension.
Extension was extinguished. His real name was Jasa Onfro. He was 20 when he was extinguished in broad daylight.
I
didn't
pronounce the name correctly. I misspoke.
In Deerfield Beach near Miami. He had been awaiting trial on charges of beating his former girlfriend while she was pregnant. A jury in Fort Lauderdale found three defendants guilty, Dedrick Williams, Trayvon Newsom, and Michael Boatwright, 28.
Is it extension or extentation?
Extentation, excuse me. I knew him as extension.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's moved on from that moniker.
That's what he performed on the island. He shortened it to extension. He performed at the Flagler Museum often on Sunday nights.
Yeah, you often attended that one?
A four-wheel drive vehicle cut off Extentation's car, and two people got out and shot him. They stole a bag containing $50,000 in cash and fled. That's a rapper thing to do, be driving around with $50,000 in cash.
Or a Biden thing to do.
Okay, another one here. Try not to let this one destroy your faith and the integrity of the rap hip-hop community. You may have seen this one, actually, the video. Rainbow-haired rapper Tekashi
6ix9ine.
6ix9ine. That's spelled Arabic numeral 6. 6IX, Arabic numeral 9, INA, 6ix9ine, was brutally beaten by a group of men inside the bathroom of a Florida gym Tuesday. The 26-year-old musician and ex-con. Can we call him a jailbird? Yes, we can. The 26-year-old jailbird was rushed to the hospital after he was purportedly attacked inside the restroom of an LA Fitness in Southern California. He suffered injuries to his jaw, ribs, and back, according to the site.
Snitches get stitches.
And rats get bats, as Sergeant Catone said.
That sounds like a COVID variant.
Page 6 reported he was thrown out of a Miami baseball game Friday after causing a drunken ruckus and disturbing other fans. He has a notorious history.
Is there any other kind of ruckus from a drunken ruckus? That's a little repetitive, isn't it?
And does any rapper have anything other than a notorious history? I mean, again, this is these are unneeded modifiers. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison in 2019 for his role in the Nine Trey Gangsta Bloods gang. He was facing decades in prison on racketeering and other charges, but took a plea deal that lowered his time in exchange for helping the feds take down his former associates in the Nine Trey Gangsta Bloods gang. The assistant U.S. attorney said at the time that 6'9 will forever have to look over his shoulder. If I was forever having to look over my shoulder, I don't think I'd be going to clubs in Miami, even if it's a fitness club.
Probably change my hair color, too, back to something more natural.
Yeah, that it does make you kind of stand out when, you know, it's not just like a little spray of pink or purple.
I mean, it's
rainbow.
It's hair. A little easier to blend in these days with rainbow hair color, but it's still pretty, it's a standout feature, yes.
6'9", get it together, okay? 6'9", got 86th, says 774. That's not bad. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. I got it about 3 weeks ago, and I'm sleeping better than ever. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in 4 levels. It's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me if you don't trust my recommendation. If you don't love it, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Talking something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice.
Howie Carr. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
I will be off tomorrow. We're still trying to break in Caroline Levitt and Jess Machado as the replacements for Grace. They need to get some time in. So Caroline will be here the first 2 hours, and Jess will be here the last 2 hours. And I'll be back on Monday. But right now, you can also take advantage of our Cheap Bastard deal with Nautical Beach Properties in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. It's a great place. Nautical Motel and Vacation Rentals, just a short walk to the sandy beach and boardwalk activities of great Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. The friendly hospitality and more, daily and nightly parking available, located close to everything you need for vacationing. Beach walk, sunset cruises, wide variety of restaurants, miniature golf, water slides, several arcades, everything. Hampton Beach, if you've ever been there, it's a great place. You can rent charter boats for whale watching and deep sea fishing at Hampton Harbor. It's a bunch of great stuff, fireworks every Wednesday night. While supplies last, you can purchase a $100 voucher for Nautical Beach Properties for just $50. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click store to get yours today. And the offer is valid through 2024, not valid July and August through Labor Day weekend or during Hampton Beach Seafood Festival. But other than that, anytime, two-night minimum stay required. 844-500-4242. Did the mother of any of these rappers comment today?
He's Taylor? A good boy, a very good boy.
That was XXXTentacion's mother. All right. And then there was 6ix9ine's mother. Did she comment?
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
All right. 844-500-4242. Someone says this, that 6ix9ine was beaten down in a gym in Lake Worth. No, it says Miami in the story. I don't know. Hope it's I'd rather it be in Miami than Lake Worth. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Guy says, Make no mistake, Sully hand flew that plane right down to the water in a way that only 30 years old of being an airline transport pilot, ATP, could do. When an AI signal meets a hard-trained airline transport pilot, I'm happy there is a human at the control of my airplanes. Just sign me a main pilot of 43 years. Well, just sign me a Maine passenger or a Massachusetts or Florida passenger of many more years than that. And I want someone like Sully in the cockpit for sure.
It's the only way to fly.
It is. I want to land. What am I? I'm not a 9/11 Arab terrorist, you know. Let's take off. Did you see that story, by the way, about the plane out of St. Louis? That the fifth plane. Did you see that story? That was an amazing story.
Yeah, incredible.
And they basically let him go. There were five of them on the plane, and one of them was someone who was dressed as a woman wearing a hijab, but they thought it was a guy. And there was another person that was sweating. And apparently, according to the story that I read earlier this week, what happened was apparently they had an Arab terrorist ground crew that was putting in the box cutters, and they put them in the wrong plane. So when these five terrorists went to take over the plane, it was like Michael Corleone going into the restroom at the Italian restaurant. There would be no gun. There were no box cutters for them to use, so they gave up. And then they just interviewed these guys, and they apparently let them go. That's the best they could figure out in this story. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Okay, thanks, Howie. Just a quick comment about the sunspots. I think it was 1659 or whatever. There was a huge...
It was 1859.
The Marauder minimum that occurred over in the U.
This was the Carrington effect. It was 1859. I don't know about the 1659 one. Maybe this is a different one you're thinking of.
It was a sunspot minimum. A sunspot minimum in the 1600s. They called it the Marauder minimum. And over in the UK in the spring, they were skating. Ice skating on the Thames River. It was so cold. It was like a nuclear winter, so to speak.
Right. The same thing happened in 1820 when the volcano Krakatoa apparently it spewed up so much ash that they called it in New England and I guess the Northern Hemisphere in general, they called it the year without a summer. Because, it was so cold because of all the volcanic ash. But again, Peter, they keep telling us that we're the cause of all this stuff. When we see what a volcano can do, we see what an earthquake can do, we see what these solar flares could do, which is, dwarfs anything that a volcano ever did. And yet we're supposed to be at fault, and it, something that we do is going to affect the fate of planet Earth. We're not in the same ball game as the sun, are we?
No, we're not. And I'll tell you one other thing. If we get a flare like the Carrington effect flare with the sun facing us, all these millennials, kiss your cell phones goodbye, because the only safe place for a cell phone or any other electronic device when you get a flare like that is inside a microwave oven.
How about GPS? You think GPS will survive those kind of solar flares? I think not. 844-500-4242. Chicken wing suit has feathers ruffled. Did you see this? This guy is suing Buffalo Wild Wings, claiming the restaurant falsely advertised boneless wings. They're not boneless wings. They're breast meat. I know. That's why I like them.
It's chickens.
It's true, says Buffalo Wild Wings. Our boneless wings are all white chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo. Chick-fil-A's waffle fries aren't made with waffle batter either. But there have been all kinds of suits like this. There have been suits saying that there is about Papa John's. Well, they call their Papa John's calls its boneless chicken wings, boneless chicken. You know what I always wondered about? How do they know the twin lobsters are actually twins? See you Monday!